reconvene. Thank you for your patience. On to item number 20, this discussion for possible action, report by consultant Linda Ritter of the results of the input received in the summer and fall of 2022 at community workshops and collected in online surveys. This information will be used to update strategic plan for county departments to compile a countywide plan. With that said, Linda Ritter.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. For the record,
Linda Ritter with Linda Ritter Consulting. I am here to talk about the strategic plan, and as you may remember, we started this quite some time ago, and it seems like every time we get going on it, something happens. First, we were starting, COVID hit. We decided rather than do a countywide plan starting from the top, we started working with departments, building plans for the departments, and so they do have those in place. So we were going to get going again this year, and then I helped out with the VCTC, so that pulled me away from this project. But last summer, we decided let's get out to the communities and talk to them about what they see as their needs. Now, just as a reminder, I want to go back and just read to you your mission and vision statements so you can see with the premise for what we went out and talked to everybody about. The vision is Story County is a place where independence is valued, where the rural Nevada lifestyle and our rich history is treasured, and where businesses large and small thrive. And there's some questions we ask the communities based on that. And our mission is we strive to provide excellent, efficient, and predictable services, to be accessible and transparent, to preserve our past and embrace our future, and to provide safe and welcoming places for our residents, business, and stakeholders. So what we did was went to each community and had a workshop with them and asked about six different areas. First of all, we asked, what is the distinct character and heritage of your community that you want to have preserved? Because that was something I heard from this board, is that independence and that community heritage is really important. And every community is very different. And so we asked them that. We asked about their observations regarding safety and how did they feel safe, what was affecting the safety in their communities, the health of their communities, the sufficiency of the local economy. Did they have the services and the jobs that were necessary? The accessibility and transparency of Story County government, and the sufficiency of services provided by Story County. So I'm going to go through each community just really quick and just give you some highlights. You have a report in your packet that gives all the details, but I just want to highlight what I saw was the most important things for each factors for each community. First of all, the Highlands. We did do an online survey also. The Highlands, we had 75 responses, so graphs with those responses are in your packet, but we didn't get a lot of response from other communities. And when we talked to them about accessibility to the government and how we communicate, every community was very, very, very different. Okay, so we just didn't get that. However, when you look at the responses from the Highlands, they pretty much matched what the community workshop told us. But so let's start with the Highlands. They see their character as rural, independent, and they are a dark skies community. That's very important to them. In terms of safety, OHV use in the area for people coming from the outside was a real concern. Fire danger is a huge concern. In terms of health, the low water table, lack of water, and the issues they have with private wells there is very, very important to them. Government accessibility and transparency, what Story County provides, they're very happy. They've all indicated that the information they need, they can usually find on the website, and if not, they can make a phone call and quickly get their questions answered. They're very happy with the services, and I have to tell you, every community said the accessibility of the county commission to them, that if they call a commissioner, they get a call back. That's huge. That is huge. That every community said that. So that's, I have to congratulate you for that, because you are absolutely accessible to the citizens that you serve. So that was the Highlands. Again, the OHV use, the water issues, and fire safety is a real concern for them. We went down to Lockwood, had a great turnout, met outside with that community. Their character, they enjoy being small and rural. They're neighbors that enjoy fun activities and helping one another. And although they're a senior population, they really do welcome young families. They would like to see more young families there. Their Major concerns is lack of egress in case of emergency. If they have a fire or flood with I-80, there's just not a lot of ways to get out of Lockwood. Health, they can have concerns about seniors that may be isolated. I know that everybody really enjoys the senior center and values the services provided that, but they do worry about some seniors that may be isolated. Several reflected that they're seeing an increase in the homeless population near the river. That was a concern to them. And again, they also said that the government services were good and that they felt the information was good. Now, how we communicate with each community is different. Those guys, they suggested perhaps using some of the communication tools that the GID does and also the tubes and putting information in the mail tubes for them. On to Mark Twain. Their character, quiet, rural area. Every community really does enjoy the lifestyle they have as far as being rural. They enjoy the room they have to live, the larger lots, and they like being close to Virginia City. That access to Virginia City up 6 miles important to them and to Dayton. Their biggest issue is flood and drainage issues. And also they were concerned about more lighting around the community center. And a lot of these things, Austin has taken, and the staff is already working on some of these things. In terms of health outreach to the senior population, they'd like to see a little more outreach there. And that's about that. But the flood and the drainage issue was by far the biggest issue that came up in that workshop. On to Virginia City and Gold Hill, and this was our least attended workshop. We didn't have a lot of people, which, you know, I tell people if people don't show up, sometimes it's because they're pretty happy with what you're doing. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. But concerns were lack of pedestrian ways, sidewalks in town, aged water infrastructure, and the fact that you have a very limited base of users to pay for rehabilitation, some concern about the HOV, the OHV traffic in town and on the public lands around. Their character, a small town that values historic preservation and its tradition of innovation and opportunity. And then we talked with each community about the economy, and the other community said, don't bring any more retail. We're fine where we are. We're close enough to retail. We're happy with the job market. In Virginia City, we had quite a bit of discussion about tourism, and I'll tell you that we're finishing up the strategic plan for the Tourism Commission right now. That should be done at their June meeting. They'll approve that, where a lot of the things that were talked about are being addressed in that plan in terms of tourism. Also, another issue was lack of workforce housing in the area. And we had a focus group with all the with a group of merchants, and the lack of being able to find labor for their shops is really a big issue right now. And that came out in that workshop as well. So those were the highlights of what we learned from the communities. Going forward, what we like to do is bring to you the different perspectives, goals, and objectives for the countywide plan, and I've already connected those with what's happening in the departments and really putting those pieces together and coming up with that overall plan for the commission. When the VCTC plan gets done, I'd invite you guys to take a look at that. That's kind of a model for what a strategic plan can look like, which includes that those tactics and initiatives, which is your to-do list, your work plan going forward, as well as business review processes. So I'd be happy to take any questions you might have.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that update, Linda. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Yeoman, do you have any questions for Linda Ritter at this time?
I have no questions, Linda. I'm familiar with the process and the progress so far, and I think certainly we're well along the way. We've identified what we need to do.
Yes.
Fair enough. Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. I don't actually have any questions for you either, but I do look forward to the VCTC one.
Yeah.
Since I believe we do have a motion needed on this, is that right? No, this discussion
no,
only,
just,
right?
Just discussion. Yeah,
right.
This one's it.
Well, I don't see too much public in here, but does anybody have any questions or comments for Linda at this time?
Just
Lee Starrett for the record. Linda, can you give me any insight as to why you didn't have a good response from Virginia City and Gold Hill?
I wish I could. I know that we got information out on Facebook, and what we heard from a couple of people is, you know, if you just mail something out, mail is the best way of communicating with them, seems to be it. But yeah, I was really surprised when we came, and it was in the evening. I don't even remember what time we had it at Piper's, and we thought we got the word out, but I wish I could tell you exactly why people didn't come. Again, I like to think that, well, there's not a whole lot of concerns out there. I know we also did, through the VCTC, we did a survey of residents on events that are held here, and we got a good response on that and got some good feedback on events and how they affect residents here. So, okay.
Thank you. There is actually a motion. I think if for nothing else, I think it would be good if we just continued, gave them some direction to continue forward, if that's all right with both of you.
Sure.
Feel comfortable with that motion?
Yeah.
All right. You want to make it?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
It is identified as an action item, so we can take public.
Oh, I just asked for public comment. Yeah. Is there any other public comment? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, here to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I was just actually reflecting on the Virginia City meeting. If I remember correctly, it was about three-quarters county staff.
It was.
Yes.
So we got good input from county personnel.
Yeah.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to instruct staff and our professional contractor to proceed working with county departments, elected officials, and communities on the strategic plan.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
It was better attended than the trash workshop we had. All right, moving on to item number 21. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action of grant of easement file number 2023-016 to ND Energy for utilities within a portion of the Carson Street and Howard Street right-of-ways in Virginia City, Nevada, or Virginia City, Story County, Nevada.
Thank you, Kathy Canfield, for the record. So this is a request from NV Energy to install a power line that goes along Carson Street over to Howard Street to service a new residence that's being constructed there. Public Works has also reviewed this and the Planning Department, and we have no concerns with the proposed easement.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on this item?
I have no questions. Thank
you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I'm comfortable. If staff says that they're good with it, I'm good with it.
Yeah. Wonderful. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a grant of easement file number 2023-016 to NV Energy for utilities within a portion of the Carson Street and Howard Street right-of-ways, Virginia City, Nevada, Story County, Nevada.
Second motion.
All right. Nevada. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Moving on to item number 22, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to proclaim May 2023 as Older Americans Month in Story County. Stacy York.
All right. Good afternoon, Stacy York for the record. This is the 60th anniversary of Older Americans Month. It's where we urge every resident to celebrate our older citizens, help to create an inclusive society, and accept the challenge of flexible thinking around aging. Did I need to read the proclamation or?
Well, what I've started doing is we'll approve the motion then have you read the proclamation.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure we're all on board.
Okay.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions.
Vice Chairman?
No.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this proclamation? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman, if you care to entertain a motion, then we'll have the proclamation read.
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the proclamation of May 2023 as Older American Month in Story County.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Stacy, now that it's official, if you could please read the proclamation.
Perfect. So, whereas Story County includes a growing number of older Americans who contribute their time, wisdom, and experience to our community, and whereas communities benefit when people of all ages, abilities, and backgrounds have the opportunity to participate and live independently, and whereas Story County recognizes the need to create a community that offers the services and supports older adults may need to make choices about how they age, and whereas Story County can work to build an even better community for our older residents by not limiting our thinking about aging, exploring and combating stereotypes, emphasizing the many positive aspects of aging, inspiring older adults to push past traditional boundaries, and embracing our community's diversity. Now, therefore, we of Story County do hereby proclaim May 2023 to be Older Americans Month. We urge every resident to celebrate our older citizens, help to create an inclusive society, and accept the challenge of flexible thinking around aging.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Stacey.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bringing us to item number 23, which is a recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Moving on to item number 24, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval in renewing of our interlocal contract with the Nevada Division of Forestry for the fiscal years 2024 and 2025. For the Wildland Fire Protection Program in the amount of $83,032. Chief?
Hi, good afternoon, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcart for the record. This is a two-year contract that we always engage in with the Nevada Division of Forestry that is essentially an insurance program for the county. So this, if we have large-scale events, the state will assist us in mitigating those funds. A couple things I want to bring to your attention is one, we finally got the formula of how this is calculated, which has changed through the years. So we did see an increase this year of $10,426 over the course of 2 years, so which led us to start questioning more. We know that prices on everything has risen, but we wanted to know why. And looking at some of the things, there's some fires that have been attributed to Story County that are somewhat questionable. So it's making me doubt their formula a little bit, and I'm working with the Nevada Division of Forestry on this. I don't want it to hold up implementing our contract with them. As, like I said, it's hard to believe with looking at the snow, but wildland season comes quick. So I want to have these insurances in place. 2018, those of you that remember the Arc Fire down in TRI, that one cost us $410,000. So when you're looking at the scope of what a fire can cost us versus what we pay annually, this is a good deal. Even with that increase of $5,000 a year, it is still a good deal and something we want to get in place. But I do want to be transparent and say there's other charges after that. 2019, it said that we spent approximately $293,000. In 2020, $463,000. And I'm looking at fires that are 2 and 3 acres. And I just question that a little bit. We do have a mechanism that if we do find discrepancies, that we can get paid back whatever money was used in that calculation. So I just want to be completely honest with the board and let them know that I'm not necessarily comfortable with how they've done their equations. This is going to take a lot more time, but it is important we get this form of wildland insurance in place before our season kicks off. So with that motion, I'd also like to possibly add to it just to continue to research the costs associated with Story County's previous fires.
Fair enough. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Chief?
I do not. All right. I agree.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding this agenda item? All right, not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, if you care to entertain a motion.
Absolutely. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the contract renewal with the Nevada Division of Forestry for the fiscal years 2024 and 2025 for the approximate amount of $83,032 and to instruct fire district staff to continue to research the accuracy of previous billings under this program.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 25, this is discussion for possible action. To approve disposal by means of auction, donate, sale, or trade-in of 16 Bendix portable radios and 37 Motorola analog pagers. Chief.
Yes, Commissioners. These are old analog radios. Prior to us updating our whole communications infrastructure with dispatch, police, fire, everyone associated with that, onto a digital system. These are the old analog radios and pagers we use that are no longer able to be used. They can be in some instances, but our new digital radios, like the one I have on today, they can easily switch to analog and serve that function as well. So these have no longer any value for the fire district. They do have some value still out there, so we'd be actively looking at trying to sell this equipment.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on this item?
No questions.
All right. Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
I'm good, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the disposal of surplus Motorola pagers and Bendix King radios by means of auction, donation, sale, or trade-in.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Chief.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 26. This is a discussion for possible action. Review and possible direction on Story County Fire District 2023-24 final budget updates. Comptroller McCain.
Good afternoon. Jennifer McCain for the record, Story County Comptroller. This will be our final update before I present you on May 16th with the final budget. We only have a few things in the fire district that has changed. One of those is not revenue, which is nice. We like to know that we've started our budget season with accurate revenues. We have added a couple of expenses that were left off for various reasons. The first one is the audit expense of $8,000. We're waiting for the contract amount to have a solid number to give you, as well as the insurance premium. That's still an estimated number at $105,000. We might get the final number before the May 16th meeting, but it's not promised. We have also added $2,000 to the medical line item for various drug testing. With these changes, the revenues over the expenses drop slightly to $1.18 million, and the ending fund balance is dropping to $3.9 million. None of these changes, none of the changes for the union negotiations have been reflected in this budget as of yet. We're really hopeful that those negotiations will be finalized and we'll be able to add those into the budget, and it won't cause any hardship moving forward or augmentations. But again, I can't promise that. Our fire grant fund, this has increased approximately 7% in revenue and a corresponding 7% in expenses. We have a little bit more work to be done. I was contacted by Chris Barton, the NV Energy work crew manager, supervisor,
fields manager.
He's going to come meet with me this afternoon so we can get really down and dirty with his numbers and get those really dialed in. So those will be final. And that's all I have for the fire budget update, unless you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Jennifer. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you, Jennifer.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.